Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Hey, welcome to TJ's Fanaticos podcast. Riggins is all ready to go because he just, look at the last second, just took a big rip from his vape stick. Got his Vicks inhaler going, the whole thing. Get that head right.
That's right.
Get that head right. You got nicotine and vapor. It's like you got a menthol cigarette. If you take a hit off of your vape, and then with the Vicks inhaler, it's like you smoking a Newport back in the old days when you were a dirty smoker. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had a cigarette?
I don't know, but I was talking to, I forget who I was talking about this with. A woman in her 30s just picked up a smoking habit. She smokes two cigarettes a day.
Ooh.
And she was on a podcast, and she was telling her co-host, she goes, "Yeah, I just started smoking." And the co-host was like, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, I like having one in the morning, then I go take a shower, and then at night, I have a glass of wine, and I'll have a cigarette." I just started smoking. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I know the last date I had a cigarette, it was 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love one.
Yeah. That's how, I mean, if somebody tells that woman, yeah, it starts with two, and then you won't be able to, it'll keep going and going. Because they told me that when I first started smoking. And I'd say, but I only have like six a day. And well, that won't last.
Yeah.
And I blew it off. I got it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, I'm down there begging for change, buying Lucy's.
Sure.
At the convenience store.
Slippery slope is what happens. And they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's doing Zins.
What's that?
Those are the pouches, like the tobacco pouches.
Yeah.
That are not tobacco. I don't even know what they are, but everybody does Zins, even women.
Gross. So it's like they dip it and put it in like a dip?
It's like a dip. You can put it in, you know, wherever. And I don't think there's tobacco in it, but it's nicotine.
You know what the first one of those pouch things that you dip was?
Skull Bandits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those. And that was a big deal when those came out because every guy in high school was dipping.
Ugh. Never got into that. The dipping skull.
Mm-mm. I tried it a couple times.
I had my last cigarette in August of 2000.
Really?
Yeah, I think August. Or maybe it was October. It was October because we had just gotten back from the Sydney Olympics. And I smoked my last one that morning on the way to work when we got back.
Left it in Y2K.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was all excited. I'm looking at all these gold medals I had won. And I said, gold medal winners don't smoke. So that's why I quit.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Fresh out of it, man.
I think Simone Biles is a heavy smoker.
You do? She looks like it. She looks like the type. All right. So we continue the series today. We actually wrap it up. The top 15 types of annoying people. Yesterday, it was people who chalk up everything to your being old. It's because you're old. When they don't want to argue with you or they don't have an argument, they just say because you're old. And today will be the last one of this series, and the next one will probably be a top five instead of a top 15 or a top 10. I don't know why. But here's the thing. Once we figured out that the top 15 was a little much, I could have whittled it down and said, okay, now we're going to make it a top 10. But I didn't. I stuck with it. I've been riding this horse.
People are like, you promised 15.
Yeah.
I know. Can't just do that.
Can't do that to my public. Mm-mm. Okay, so we'll get to number one. Wrap it up next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is TJ's Fanatico Podcast, sponsored by Distill Union. There is a thing that I have in my life now. I tell you about it every day. It is the Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. If you would have told me 5 years ago that I would be bragging about having a phone wallet, I would have laughed in your face. I would have said, right in your face. But I love this thing. Because I don't like to be weighed down, you know, Brother Riggins. I don't like to be weighed down by a bunch of stuff. It just it keeps your most frequently used and important cards attached to your phone with a really strong magnet. Stays secure. And it's handsome. It's very good leather. If you go to acetj.com/gift, acetj.com/gift, use the code ACETJ, you'll save 20% on it. And we save 20% on it or off of it?
Off of it. Save 20%. No.
You'd say it's 20% off, but you save 20% on the item.
Yeah.
Okay. And it would be a perfect gift because, you know, Krima is coming. Mm-hmm. And it'd be just something special.
It's a great gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So acetj.com/gift, promo code ACETJ. Here we go. The 15 types of annoying people. At number one, the last entry of the top 15. And I realize, Brother Riggins, that I don't necessarily mean that the people are annoying in all of these. Sometimes it's just the act is annoying. And the act is not annoying enough to make the person annoying in general. Okay.
Yeah.
For example, though, line breakers, which was number 14, that's enough to make the whole person annoying.
Yeah. It's interesting you pick that one.
Because it just means that you're so caught up in what you want, you know, and you're so selfish that forget all these other people. I don't have to wait like you do. I'm going to take your spot or I'm going to make it harder on you. That's an annoying person all the way around.
Probably.
I don't see how I could get along with that person. That's what I'm saying. Let's see. I'm just being honest. Now, that's an annoying person. When they say something rude and they go, what? I'm just being honest. But today, the annoying activity or quirk is not enough to warrant calling the entire person annoying. And it is interrupters. People who constantly interrupt when you're trying to tell them something for whatever reason. My brother is one of those.
Really?
Yeah. He'll ask me a question. I'll start answering and maybe get two sentences out. And he hits me with another question. Like, so then you got to stop your train of thought where you're heading because you would have probably gotten to his question, but he can't wait. Got to ask the next question. Or he wants unnecessary details in the story. He's not like most men. Most men just want go from here to here to here. He wants every tiny detail. And if you don't give it to him is when he starts asking all these questions. Well, then what? Wait, hold on. So then you had just walked in and what time was it? That's not relevant to the story, mm-hmm. but I need to know. I'm trying to get a picture of it.
Wow.
But then there are other people who will just in the middle of your speaking to them, hear something you say, and then it triggers something, and then they start talking to somebody else. Say, so, you know, we were in this bar in Charleston, and oh my God, yes, that reminds me, I got a call from that hotel we stayed at, and talking to somebody else in the room that we stayed at in Charleston. They're offering a 30% discount for Labor Day weekend, so if we want to get on that, and then you're left sitting there going, okay, well.
You hijacked my conversation.
And
then
sometimes they just take off and they're never back. They never come back. And I won't go back and go, all right, hey, listen, I was trying to tell you something. I just let it go. If they figure it out later and they'll go, wait, okay, what were you saying? I say, yeah, it's not important now.
Yeah.
So rude.
It is rude.
You are so rude.
Mm. It's surprising your brother does that, though.
Hmm. He's a very annoying person.
No, well, I got a message that somebody said I interrupt you too much during this show. And I thought, I really did some deep examination.
During this podcast?
Yes. And I went, maybe I am. Okay, somebody's going to bring a criticism. Mm. I'm happy to look at it and find out if that's true. And I look back and I watched some of our podcasts together and I thought, I'm really not, you know.
Well, listen, I'll say this. Because, you know, I think the world of you, Riggins. You're one of my favorite people. Thanks. And when it comes to interrupting, you are probably one of the best at not interrupting.
Yeah, I try to be. It's conscious. Like, you try not to, you know, it just doesn't work on a radio show.
But I'll tell you a little thing about Riggins is that he gets put out if you don't interrupt him.
Yeah.
Like, he wants you to jump on it and you know, take off. He doesn't want to be speaking, you know, in a monologue very long. Mm-mm. What do? You start feeling like you're just drifting?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah. I'm also acutely aware that it's the Ace and TJ show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not the reason why people started listening to the show, and I'm not going to be the reason why people keep listening to the show when I leave. Like, I make no bones about it, because there's nothing worse than somebody who does think that. If you had somebody that did what I did that really believed, like, this show would fail without me,
yeah,
that would be the most annoying person. And the people that run social media are often like that. They think, especially for businesses, like, I'm the reason why they're even getting attention. It's like, it's Johnson & Johnson. They've been around for 150 years.
Yeah.
I mean, your tweets are great, but relax, dial it down.
And I'm sure your old fraternity brothers think it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
But do you think about it in a way that, okay, so Ace and I have been doing this for so long, and, you know, we are, believe it or not, we're respected in the industry, that we know what's best, and if we want you just to talk by yourself, then that's the best thing.
Maybe, but it makes my life a lot easier, and I never ask for anything. So the least you could do is
not let you talk.
Is do it, at least give me what I'm asking for, and it's not much.
But yeah, that's one thing I thought. When you told me that somebody said you interrupt too much, I was thinking it had to be a mistake. Like, they think that you're somebody else or I'm somebody else or something. I don't know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That one really stuck with me. I mean, I've gotten criticisms here and there over the years, but that went, oh, my gosh, are they serious? Because I really would want to correct that if that was true, but I don't think it is. I really don't.
What do you think the like, one of the most devastating things personally to you would be if somebody said it about you? Not that you're you're a killer or any of that. For example, I would think that one of the worst things somebody could say about you is that you're needy.
Yeah, for sure. It's along those lines. That I'm annoying. I talk too much.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause I know I find that annoying in other people. I'm like, God, they don't shut up. So that would be a heart wrenching criticism. Like, God, he doesn't shut up.
You say that a lot about people.
He doesn't shut up. A lot of people don't.
Take a breath. I mean, come on.
A lot of people don't shut up. They like talking about themselves, and which is great. For me, it's like, dang, take a breath. Damn.
That you're needy. You're.
That'd be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Weak. I picture like weak when I hear needy. Oh, like kid hanging on his mom's apron.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to be that either. That's bad.
Because you always say, I don't ask anybody for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I take a lot of pride in that.
Not being needy.
Not being needy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And being self-sufficient. I don't know why, but, yeah, that'd be a bad criticism. What's one for you? What do you think would really hurt you?
I think at this point, Riggins, nothing hurts me. I've been battered in this job for so long.
Yeah.
You know.
Battered.
I think probably if somebody said I was whiny, that'd be a bad one. You're whiny.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be seen as a complainer.
Mm-mm. Unless you're complaining about important things that the rest of society needs to do.
Oh, okay.
Then that's good, if you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am. I complain about people not doing what I say. And making U.S. America a utopia. That's what we would be. All right, so whiny TJ and needy Riggins.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
I would rather, that would be worse than somebody saying some kind of insulting thing about my looks, even.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I really couldn't argue with it about my looks, whatever they would say.
Yeah, that's an opinion. Like, you think my nose is big? Okay, then it's big to you, I guess. But yeah, the personality ones are definitely the harder hitting ones.
I'd rather somebody say I'm a thief.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's so whiny. Ugh. And what makes it worse is when people still think it's funny to say, would you like some cheese with that wine? Would you like a television that plays shows past 2001?
No, I mean, honestly.
Some cheese get with the with times. Ugh. All right. So I guess we'll do a top five list tomorrow. We'll start a top five list, see how that goes.
Top five, top 10?
Sure. Whatever.
Whatever.
But, you know, most people do a top 10 list in one small segment. You know, they'll rattle them off.
Yeah, you can look at that.
But this allows more more conversation.
Yeah.
So people can actually listen to us as if they're, you know, we don't know that we're on microphones and whatnot.
Right.
It's like a personal conversation.
Just ignore the microphones. Mm-hmm. We're just friends.
Yeah.
Having a conversation.
It's a coffee talk. That's what it is. All right. So we'll talk to you tomorrow with a brand new list. Bye.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.